This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, a fellow thought criminal, one of the top national comics out there, banned off every platform you can imagine, Owen Benjamin, is going to be taking over after this quick break in about 5 minutes. And then, of course, the War Room's coming up, 3 o'clock Central, with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others. Sitting back here looking at these headlines, and looking at how suddenly Facebook is the big evil group because of some of the spying and data mining they've done. And meanwhile, all these other groups, Google and others, are light years ahead of it. And Amazon uses the Alexa in your house to listen and watch and track everything you're doing. And now in federal cases, with all these home assistants, the judges are ruling, yeah, give us your history. And it's everything since you plugged it in, even when it's off, recorded. They're using them in murder trials. It's beyond 1984, way beyond. And again, I first had NSA whistleblowers on 23 years ago, and they laid everything out. And that's why I was the bad guy. Oh, there's going to be a world government, the social score, and everything you do being tracked, and all on and on and on. And now it's all here, and that's why I have to be blocked and taken off the air everywhere. Now, speaking of censorship, I wanted to get to this before Owen Benjamin comes on. Iraq war vet who called out social media censorship, booted from Twitter. He's a talk show host in Houston, ran for Congress. They won't even tell him why he's been booted. See, the new thing is, they don't even tell you why you're booted. With me, they made up some stuff. And now, a feminist that said men are not women, she's been booted. If you say the sky's blue, you'll be booted. Iraq war vet who called out social media censorship, booted from Twitter. Here's a clip from Tucker Carlson before he got banned, where he predicted it.
So you wrote this piece that I thought was really compelling about Alex Jones, and you said, look, I don't agree with Alex Jones's views, but that's not the point. The point, as you articulated, was if you can silence this guy because you don't like what he says, why can't they silence you or me?
That is the point, Tucker, and they're coming for you and me next. Alex Jones was the weak member of the herd because of his insane views on certain things. They knew they could pick him off, and what he was a test run. If we can pick off this nut job, then maybe sooner or later we can come for the more mainstream voices on the right. This is not the social media, Facebook, Twitter, that's 2.5 billion people they reach. People have to understand it's no longer a couple of nerds sitting in a college dorm room swapping stories about a
major. Let's stop right there. I want to get this guy on. Because I want to debate him. I want him to tell me what I said that was kooky and was wrong. He'll probably quote mainstream stuff, you know, like Mars bases. I never said that. But at least he said, hey, the weak member of the herd, dude, 6-7 billion views on YouTube, hundreds of radio stations, TV stations. But see, he feels powerful. Weak member of the herd. But it is true that they chose me to build a straw man weak member of the herd to then take me down so people wouldn't defend me. And then once they didn't defend me, they wouldn't defend the next person. And by the time they ban everybody else, everybody's sick of hearing it, and we've accepted it. That's the plan. But I just love how people always have the proviso, oh, I don't agree with him. He's a terrible nut job. You know, when I criticize somebody, I say what it was they said that was wrong. You see the difference? We'll be right back with Owen Benjamin. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Spread those links.
Thank you. It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's up? All right. I'm live right now. That's awesome. Hi, everybody. My name is Owen Benjamin, and I am guest hosting for the next 54-ish minutes here on InfoWars. And today, the first thing I want to talk about is obviously the mainstream media's distortion, why they do it, what motivates them, specifically Jim Acosta. I've had a slight obsession with lately. And so we shot a trailer for a movie that would be in Jim Acosta's head. I sent you guys the video. It's called what's it called? The Warrior or something? And if you guys want to play this, it's pretty funny. It's called Reluctant Hero, the Jim Acosta story. So let's watch this, and then we'll talk about what goes on in these journalists' heads. Jim Acosta.
They say the pen is mightier than the sword. Just remember, rookie, when everyone's tweeting in one direction, you tweet in that direction.
So it's called trending, right?
Yeah, pal. It's called trending, all right. Only the mightiest of men can wield the pen. And that's when I realized that if there were no guns, there would be no crime.
Hey, baby, it's me again. Yeah, I know I haven't been around in a while, and I've just been really busy. You know, I've been hanging out with the Property Brothers a ton and Aziz Ansari. I just want to let you know I miss you, and I was thinking about you.
A true hero is not made in war or battle, but on the internet with words.
Did you get that selfie I sent you? Good morning, Joe.
Even the greatest warriors have a breaking point.
All I ever wanted is to work for CNN.
I'm one of the good guys. Can one man listen to a chant?
Just please call me back.
That he sucks.
I think the future of journalism. I don't know what journalism is.
Or is that the breaking point of all men?
All we ever wanted is to be a blogger or a journalist. Just like our dad.
So that seems like an exaggeration. Obviously, it's comedic, but that really is how a lot of these guys see themselves. They see themselves as actual heroes when, in fact, they're cowards and they don't represent anything heroic at all. So why do they do this? I think that I think there's been a massive long-term degradation of art and beauty in our culture to get to us, to get to the point where we can't identify what is good or bad. And I think that Jim Acosta and all these people are the wizards that do it. They reframe everything to move. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner was Woman of the Year. Okay, so we have a 67-year-old guy that has mental issues, you know, with just like a screwed up face and just on hormones, just ran a woman off the car to her, off the road to her death. And so we take this distortion. It's almost like a Salvador Dali painting. And then we show it to everybody and say, this is the best woman. And so the people, granted, a lot of us wouldn't get on board that, and that's why I'm not allowed to perform in comedy clubs anymore. But enough did that the controllers or whoever's at the top of responsible for all this felt a little better about themselves because they know that people are one step closer to believing and doing anything they're told. If you agree that Caitlyn Jenner is the woman of the year, you'll agree with anything. And these are those purity tests that came out in 1984, like say there's four lights when there's only three lights. All right, so how do they do this? Ask yourself, can you name one band that's awesome that came out after 2012? I can't. You can't name one. They're all DJs. They're all they're regurgitating past art and making it worse and then throwing it out there for your consumption. Because the problem with beauty is beauty inspires. You know, heroism inspires. So you take Jim Acosta and you make him out to be this hero, a guy who just this deranged special boy that thinks he deserves all the questions and he pushes lies just to get America into another war. Check this one out. All right, here's another sketch we did. You guys want to play that sketch with the audio?
The hurricane. I'm not going anywhere, sir, until you respond about Stormy Daniels, Mr. President.
It's like they're framing this guy whose questions are all proven lies as a hero of free speech. Well, people like me, Alex Jones, there's another, someone else just got banned from Twitter that's ridiculous. They frame us to be these outlier, dangerous people when in fact, we're simply doing what we want to do. We're free people thinking freely, speaking freely, and trying to inspire ourselves, our family, people that listen to us. And that is actually the problem. It's not about saying something that's vulgar because you got Louis C.K., you got all these guys saying horribly vulgar things that they had no problem with those guys. It's about demonstrating that you're not willing to be, to say nonsense for money and power. I sent you guys another article. I want to show you guys how the media works. It's very, very tricky, but I think I cracked the code. If you want to show that image of the Netflix article, I actually fell for this today. They actually tricked me, and I'm not that easy to trick these days, but they got me. You guys got that image of the Netflix article? Oh, thanks. It's the basic gist is it says Netflix responds to controversy about underage nudity. And, of course, I jump on that and post it, and I'm like, these people should be in jail because I'm horrified by the normalization of pedophilia these days. And then I saw what they were really doing. And you got to see that. If we can't get the image, that's cool. I can describe it to you. But it was like a 16 or 17-year-old trans boy. It's a boy dressed as a girl, trans. And so there's a scene when that boy was shirtless, which isn't nudity. And so they started a debate based on the premise that that's a girl. And that's why I took it down. I'm like, ah, they got me. They tricked me because that's how you move the frame. You say there's outrage today. And they never say who's outraged. People aren't outraged about Alex Jones or me. They think we're hilarious. Okay, look at this. Netflix, yeah, that's a dude, right? So what does the article read? What does the headline read? It says Netflix, they start a false debate. Netflix girl, Netflix battles film director over underage frontal nudity. Okay, if you engage in that debate at all, you've accepted that that's a girl and not a boy. That's how it works. It's kind of a sales technique, but it's like a satanic sales technique where if you say how many children, you know, people are outraged at the number of children Hillary Clinton's allowed to eat. You know, if you debate that, you're already saying that it's okay to eat children. I know that's an extreme example, but it's not really that extreme when compared to the story. So they take a boy, pump him full of hormones, dress him up like a girl, probably do some sort of surgery, ensuring that they'll be, you know, childless, and now in a mental category of 40% suicide, which is higher than the prisoners of Auschwitz. And then they say, oh, we have to protect the nudity of this girl. Aren't you outraged? And that, to me, is that's wizardry. It's straight cold wizardry. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about what they're doing with the border and the wizard tricks they're doing there. And I got another sketch for you guys, because that's some high-level witchcraft. You know, at least they're pretty good at it. Just I would have preferred if it wasn't so evil. Awful.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. so much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo only at BugAssault.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Benjamin.
What's up? Yo, that was a hot baseline, man. That was getting me in a good zone. And I'm going to throw out my website, hugepianist.com. I'm on tour in December. Denver and Phoenix just sold out, but we got a bunch of other dates. You want to check out privately produced specials that didn't have to go through the Netflix. I don't even know what I'd call it. I picture Netflix almost being like that meat thing from Pink Floyd's The Wall. All right. Anyway, so let's talk more about the media and what they do, because I've been fascinated with this my whole life. Because my mom teaches children's literature, like how to boil down like a really great story, and my dad teaches rhetoric and public speech. So from the time I was a little kid, I've been getting taught some of this stuff, and I never thought that it would be so relevant to my life as it is now, because we see the media doing just such psychotic wizardry, like just high-level propaganda. And so let's talk about what's happening right now at the Mexican border. Okay, so right now we have a border between America and Mexico. And that border is very necessary for America to exist, because just like Chesterton said, morality is like art. You have to draw a line somewhere. I always like that quote. And it's the same with nations. If you don't have a line, you don't have a nation. And the left, these leftists, these Marxists, globalists, communists, whatever you want to call them, they have a worldview where there is no lines. Postmodernism, moral subjective reality, my truth, my feelings, I feel, all that stuff is designed so that no one has to designate anything ever, and you can just acquire as much power and candy as you possibly want. And so what we're seeing now is CNN backing this nonsense, because the way they frame the world is very important. And this first picture I'm going to show you guys is what was on the CNN website. And it shows a woman and her children, and they're running, and it looks like there's tear gas. It literally looks like a war zone. That's a cropped photo of a larger photo. And I'm going to show you that larger photo. And here we have, that's the exact moment that I just described. For those of you just listening, you see camera people standing around, a ton of males jumping a fence. She appears to be the only woman with children that isn't just standing somewhere. The gas bomb or whatever is pretty far from her and not really near anybody. And we can see how this looks like a reality show set. There's literally camera people everywhere. So they're trying to get the one frame that has women and children in it just to appeal to usually female sensibilities, because women usually think more short term about care. You know, I have two children under three. My wife typically has the worldview of whatever is going to help them right now. And that's why we survive as a species. God bless mothers. They're like, you know, whatever's going to help these two-year-olds, that's the answer. Men usually think long-term, where you think, okay, well, if we open our borders just because one two-year-old is running in a cropped photo, many, 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 many more will die. So it's the more long-term approach. And together, the male and the female, the two approaches, make for a pretty stable, beautiful, wonderful society. I see a role for both. But now that we have this media that's trying to stoke the fires within that female instinct of just protect children at all costs. And bear in mind, statistically, a lot of these kids have been kidnapped. They're being human trafficked. 80% of women that are coming into America illegal are raped on the way. So there's nothing humanitarian about what's happening. So why? Yeah, exactly. Like these pictures are designed to make people feel empathy. And that empathy is weaponized because empathy is not a productive quality. Compassion is. Compassion is kind of like empathy mixed with logos, you know, where you can not physically feel what someone else is going through, but you can have compassion for your fellow man and help and contribute to your society. I'm not saying to be a cold person, but empathy is a weapon. So you have media that try to traumatize people with images and with emotional triggers so that they don't make the right decisions. And right now we're seeing that with the border. And it's getting to the point where the masculine and the feminine are being so divided in this country. And some females have seen past it. Many, many, many females have seen past it. Usually women that are married with their own children can see past the nonsense. There's a lot of males that have fallen for this in this white knight fashion where it's like, I'll save you. And so what is going to be the result of it is just an even more divided nation and a nation that can't address its problems head on. Like, if you can see my hair, I kind of look a little bit like a lesbian Wolverine because for a while now, I don't like getting my hair cut because the hairdresser, it's a dice roll. It's whether or not they're going to hate me. Because when you're sitting in that chair, one of the first things they say is so what do you do for a living or whatever? If I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian, they're like, oh, I love comedy. I love Trevor Noah and Amy Schumer and wow, those people are so funny. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, would you like those guys? I'm like, not really my cup of tea. And then I start saying who I think is funny and then there's a silence. And then I realize that someone who believes that I want school shootings to happen and I want little kids to be gunned down at borders, they're that close from my neck with a blade. And so that's why I've been having my wife cut my hair, and that's why I look like lesbian Wolverine. So what the media is accomplishing right now is dividing the country in a way where it's not about shared goals. Because back in the day, maybe I was delusional, but I thought that Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, libertarian, anarchist, we could all argue about stuff because we all assumed that we wanted what's best for America's future. You know, back in the day when I'd argue with my father about stuff like that, because my father's more on the left, and I still know that we have similar goals, but I knew that he still wanted the same stuff as me. We're now facing a world where I don't trust that a leftist wants the same world as me. I think there are people that truly want only police to have guns, no nations. Little children can choose their own genders. Like that to me is not a discussion. It's not a debate. It's like, you're my enemy now. Because it's one thing to say, socialized healthcare will solve more problems. If you believe that, I think you're wrong, but you may still be a very good person and we're still in the same country and we'll debate it and we'll figure it out. If you think that a child should be given the option to take hormones so they become infertile, there's no debate there. It's not like what's the best way to get to a good world. That's simply someone saying that they want what I consider to be hell on earth. So in response to that, I'm still going to do comedy and tour and do specials and whatnot. And if you want to check mine out, go to hugepianist.com. YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I'm currently banned from live streaming, but I live stream on another channel and then upload it after. I'm not going to stop.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But
chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
What's up? What's up? What's going on? I'm digging these the music intros. So this segment, I wanted to talk about what is drawing a certain type of a person to the safe space mentality, because safe space is the new selling tool of socialism or communism. The safest place you can be is solitary confinement in a supermax prison. That's a true safe space. That's, you have walls, you have bars, you have a meal plan, health insurance, you name it, all provided by the state. The safe space is a prison. So that sale of safe space, what causes it? I believe that it's caused by this bizarre societal abuse that we do to children, puts them in a position where they are seeking safe spaces, which is government control. And I used to think it was ridiculous when I'd hear a 20-year-old soy addict tell me that they had PTSD. And as someone with a lot of friends that have come back from Afghanistan, and I know what real PTSD looks like, I would always think that they were insane. But I'm starting to understand that there is a type of PTSD that does come from public schools that just keeps making you just remember facts and not how to get to the facts. Like, you don't learn how to learn. You just learn a bunch of facts that mean nothing and just recite them. It keeps you in kind of this weird state. And then on television, you watch a never-ending amount of violence and pornographic-type scenes, and the media just keeps you scared, scared, scared. So when you grow up in that environment, especially if you don't have a stay-at-home mother or and you're raised in a situation where there's a high level of abuse, you constantly are seeking safety. And so I made a comedy sketch, because that's kind of what I do. I'll take these like complicated and somewhat dark concepts and make them funny, because it's easier to kind of reveal with humor. I think there's two types of humor. There's humor that reveals evil, and there's humor that normalizes evil. You know, the left with Netflix and all this stuff, they figured out this formula where they can take comedy to make things that are really dark and awful seem acceptable. And then there's also comedy, and this is the comedy that's banned currently, that reveals the problems with society and the evils of society in a way that's a lot more palatable than just saying all this stuff to people. So here's a sketch I made. It's called The Last Bernie Bro. And I hope you enjoy it. The Last Bernie Bro. Just trying to...
My name is Chad. And I'm a Bernie Bro. There used to be millions of us. Then there were thousands. Now there's only me. We stood for something greater than ourselves. Equality of outcome. The greedy capitalists called us morons. Said we didn't have jobs and we lived off our parents. I mean, that's all true. But they did not have to say it like that. When I first heard Bernie Sanders, something in me changed.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing.
I knew that the problems in my life were not my fault. They were someone else's fault. Capitalism, greed, America, not me. If everyone else turned on Bernie Sanders, I did not. Bernie spoke of a land that listened to him. He had the courage to follow the dream. I couldn't find it on a map or spell it, but I knew it had carried his dream and I would find it. I brought only my machete, a frisbee, bubbles, two LaCroix, and my trusted vape pen. The natural environment is raw, beautiful. When I think about white privilege and America and capitalism, I flip out. Greedy capitalism makes me freak out so freaking bad. My name is Chad. If you are reading this, just know there is hope for you too. Come. The socialist utopia Bernie Sanders dreamed about. Escape America's evil rich clutches if you dare and try to break into a dream. The dream. That is Venezuela. My name is Chad.
Yes! Venezuela! I'm here! I want to come in Venezuela so bad and these walls divide us. Please, just open your gates
Wait.
To me.
You want to come in?
Yes, please.
Like, in here.
I've come all the way through this horrible jungle from America to be a part of your beautiful utopia. I was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
You're an American.
A lot of shame, I know. The land of greed and meanness. I want equality.
Do you have a passport?
Oh, of course, the shameful document that keeps people apart.
Let me see.
I'll burn it right now.
Wait, no, stop. Stop it. Put it down. Put it down. You wait right there.
Okay. I'll do anything. I can't wait to play frisbee and blow bubbles.
That's that valid?
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, pick it up slowly. And finish. Hold this.
Well, but why would
for
I want...
freedom. Hold this.
But why would I want a gun in a land of utopia?
Stay right here.
But aren't these illegal?
Now take back!
Where are you going, sir?
I'm going to America!
Man, that man's very confusing. Who are all these people running towards me? Why do they look like skeletons? Hello? Where do I play hacky sack around here? And who has some goddamn LaCroix?
All right. So, now that you just watched that and you're like, wow, that was super hilarious. Where do I see more of that guy? Hugepianist.com for self-produced specials and tour dates. But, so the point of that is that this type of person that can't seem to think for themselves, it's because of just this constant training, this constant trauma from the media and the news to get to the point where they can live in a constant state of cognitive dissonance. Why would people be clamoring to get in America if America truly is this awful place of inequality and socialism is great? Right now in Venezuela, they had so many children that were starving to death that instead of doing something about it, they just made reporting that illegal. Venezuela has gotten so low that the UN is now calling it a failed state. And that's the UN that is currently pushing a globalist agenda. Venezuela is supposed to be like a success story, that they came in with socialism, they centralized everything, and they went from having some of the highest oil reserves in the world to just becoming just a mess. It's debatably the most impoverished country in the world now, because socialism always ends in starvation and genocide every single time. So how do they get these people to think that America is so bad, but yet we should let these people into our country to save them? Save them from what? Save them from their utopia of centralized planning without these awful white male cis straight capitalists to ruin their life for them? That's such an obvious contradiction that I realized that it isn't based on someone not understanding it. Or maybe I can just explain it to somebody and they'll see it. It's a permanent state of cognitive dissonance that they can't seem to snap out of. And that's why they're called non-player characters. It's literally like a drone army. It's one thing if you have issues with policy or whatnot, but you can't say Donald Trump is literally Hitler, now give your guns to Hitler. You know, you must submit to tolerance. Like, these statements can't exist in a healthy mind. So the only way out is to raise good kids, keep on eating, keep on working, and just really hope that we can just avoid these people, because they're super annoying. They're just a lot of soy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. It's Owen Benjamin.
All right. What's up? I'm back for another segment. And as you can see, the light continues to change on me because the sun is setting over some beautiful mountains. I'm in the Adirondack Mountains up in northern New York. Just had a great Thanksgiving. Very thankful. The whole family came together and it was awesome. And I just wanted to touch on a point that talking about this stuff and thinking about this stuff and thinking about why people do what they do and as evil as it can get sometimes, it actually relaxes you. Because I really thought about this. I'm like, am I stressing people out? Is it going to hurt people's health to talk about some of this stuff? And if people just want to relax and ignore it? For me personally, and I'm sure a lot of you agree, that the most anxious I get is when I have no idea why someone is acting the way they are, because I can't predict anything about the future. So as dark as some of these conversations can get about how these abused people grow up needing a safe space and vote in socialism and all that stuff, at least we know the causes and it's not just random. Like, for example, when I used to live in Los Angeles, people started doing CrossFit and I checked it out and it was literally just people like moving tires and just swinging like hammers on tires. And as someone who's done a lot of hard labor jobs, I'm looking at this and I'm like, so you pay them to just do work? You know, it literally looked like you're just helping someone move. And people are like, yeah, CrossFit. I'm like, how much do you pay these people? And then I finally understood that people who believe in nothing, like the atheist nihilist mentality of Los Angeles, it's not that they believe in nothing. They would believe in anything at that point. So they're just constantly looking to fill themselves with some new meaning, even if it's literally moving a tire that I would demand at least $20 an hour to pay me. And then me and my brother were joking about that we're going to start CrossFit Construction, where, you know, here at CrossFit Construction, you pay us $100 a month, and you, you know, we meet with the homeowner, and we just complete these construction bits that that we're going to make the money on. CrossFit Can Redemption. If you want to be redeemed, you bring us all these cans for the nickels, $100 a month, you know? And people would probably really do that. All right, so now what we're going to talk about is we're just starting to talk about Bernie Sanders and socialism, why the government keeps expanding and why the laws keep getting more ridiculous. And it's a pretty basic idea. So I wanted to put it into a dramatic form, and I went out into the real world and I did this sketch that I'm going to play for you guys. And by the end, we'll talk about why the government seems to keep expanding. So check this out. I hope you enjoy it. Enjoy.
What should I look for when starting a small business?
My top one would be the hiring great employees.
I need compassion because I don't want an abusive place, but I also need someone willing to hurt people.
Some of our best employees are like retired school teachers.
That's a good idea.
They know the books already. And
so I should find like retired drug mules.
There you go.
I used to be a police officer down in Virginia.
Oh, sweet.
And we worked in the county lockup.
But what are the pitfalls of prison life?
The pitfalls are what comes out of the cell is the most dangerous. Poo or food. You want to steer clear of that for sure.
They'll throw poo at you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you worry about insurance for the new prison? Because one of our big expenses for us is insurance as far as...
I have insurance. His name's Gary. He owes me a favor.
So I'm doing customer outreach because, you know, you're kind of a squirrely little guy. I figure there's a good chance you're going to end up in prison one day. If you end up going to prison, what do you want out of your prison?
A bed.
How about pets?
You got to have a nice breakfast.
Waffle makers? Because when I'm on the road and I'm at a Days Inn and I'm like, oh, no way, it's a waffle maker. That makes up for the semen in the bed sheets.
One thing I found about this area that I'm starting to really resent is the low crime rates. Because I took my family from L.A. to be in this beautiful place, and I'm trying to start this prison, and the last thing I need is the fact that no one commits murder.
Right now, cops are very discriminatory because they're usually only going after criminals.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Video games full of crime. Shooting.
Okay, so why don't you go out and do it for real and not be such a coward?
I read on some hippie website that 1 in 3 black males will end up in the prison system at some point in their life. That seems low to me. How do we get those other 2 guys in there?
So you have certain classes of individuals that are known as protected classes.
Right.
Minorities, people with disabilities.
People whose brother is Ben Affleck.
Things like that. Yeah, that's not your market.
So 22-year-old white females. Because they already probably are having a hard time finding a job.
Hey, 3 squares and a bed at 22?
1.5 squares and a mat. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Everyone's going after dudes as prisoners, right? Because they're committing all the crimes.
Right.
But I want to get you guys in there. How do I get more women?
Well, you create laws against things like indecision.
Because then when you got chicks, just, like, because every time I see a woman, they're always just doing this. Oh, come on.
I want to expand the prison industry because I want to make more money. You know, look at those eyes. Like, I wake up every morning and he looks at me and goes, Dad, do I have to go to state school? Like the scumbags? Look at him in the eye and tell him he doesn't deserve everything his heart desires. Now help me out and let's get some white chicks in prison.
Once I do this business plan, what do I do next?
You gotta execute it.
Execute? No, I don't want executions. I'm actually against
capital punishment. You are.
Because there's no capital in it. Big sodium pentothal is killing little guys like me. I don't know. This might be a bad idea to start a prison. Maybe I should just do a coffee shop.
Coffee shop.
It's really going to be a prison.
Yeah.
Welcome to my home. And I got a special surprise for you at home, potential customers. Just kidding. No, for real, though. Okay, yeah. This is my very own prison with my very own employee, Tom the guard. Always asleep, always hammered. Good guy. Good guy. And here are my first 2 customers, right? Who wants some waffles? We have the Saranac Lake Strangler, convicted on a technicality. And we have an indecisive white girl, 3 to 5 years, no possibility of parole. I'm just here to support my family. You know, I'm living the American dream. And as long as private where's the Strangler? You didn't see where the Strangler went? We're going to have to get you to your mom's house. good Lord, what have I done?
All right, so I probably should have prefaced that with the title of it, but it was called Owen Benjamin Starts a Private Prison, a Mom and Pop Prison. Because the whole point was, if for some reason if prisons can be private and you want to start your own prison, what's the first thing you do? You want more customers, which would be more people in prison, which would require you to have either a more unsafe society or more laws. Because if you're paid by how many prisoners you have, that's what you'd require. So when you see the state continuing to expand, that's the point. And when you think about the Democratic platform is that they help minorities and women. That's everything they talk about. It's just, we're here because we're not racist, and black people everywhere are like in a lot of pain and they're suffering. So if you run a business, what's the one thing you don't want to happen? You don't want to lose your brand. If the Democrats' brand is helping women and black people, the worst possible thing that can happen for them is black people and women making more money, being more safe, having more freedoms. Because at that point, I'll tell you a quick story. My mom was in this thing called La Leche League when I was a little baby about breastfeeding. And women would all get together and they'd breastfeed babies and talk about sore nipples and pumps and all this stuff. And back then it was illegal to breastfeed in public, and they were trying to overturn that law. So long story short, they do. Everything's awesome. Well, La Leche League doesn't go away though. I just looked it up recently, and now they call it chest feeding, because now that they accomplished what their goal was, they need more customers. So now they're into trans guys. Can't make this up. I sent it to my mom. She was fairly devastated as to what had happened to La Leche League. So you create the sociopathic organism, anything like this. The same thing happened to the Defamation League and all this stuff. It starts off great. They have to accomplish a goal. And then once they do, they have to just keep going and growing and growing. That's why we have to keep freedom to the individual and the family, because we're the failsafe. We're the off switch to this growth. Because these organizations don't have a heartbeat. They don't have a pulse. Corporations comes from corpus, which means body, but there is no body. It's vampiric, right? So the only way to survive all this, you know, the government, corporations, things with no pulse that have appetites, is with the individual and with the family. And as long as we keep that in mind, we can just keep on being American and awesome. But if we lose that, I mean, it all just starts falling apart. But I think that's going to be it for me. I hear the rock and guitar acts in the background. So if you want to keep in touch, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, hugepianist.com. And again, it's been an honor hosting the show. I'll see you next time.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the